Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. Commissioner Weathers, it is definitely spring, and a lot of us are looking to do some cleaning out and straightening up and things like that, but that doesn't always just apply to the home. We can also get out into the barns and find things that we frankly don't know what to do with, and that includes pesticides.
Well, that's a good point, and that's one of the things that I'm pleased that the Consumer Protection Division of the Department of Agriculture is able to offer to the farmers across the state, and that is an opportunity to get rid of those pesticides and other herbicides and things that are in the barn and they just don't know what to do with them, don't want to go to the landfill. So every spring, and I think we'd try again in the fall, we'll schedule several places around the state, publicize it so folks can come out, bring those to us, and we will take care of them for them. So it's just a great service that we're offering to the farmers, and it's starting pretty soon.
Something that we would like to point out here is that this is, for the lack of a better way to put it, ollie-ollie income free. Whatever you bring, there is no recrimination, even if it's now a pesticide that is now banned by the EPA.
That's right. We make a point to remind our citizens that it is a complete amnesty. We don't write down names or even license plate numbers when they come through. And now into about the fifth or sixth year of us doing this, I think people are getting accustomed to that. That it is strictly a just bring it to get rid of it and we will handle it for you. So again, we try to make the sites convenient and places that folks will come and bring those things. You know, over the years, I don't know how many pounds we've collected. I know collectively probably 500,000 pounds of product that just need to be somewhere other than the barns. And we work with a company named EcoFlow, and they're very professional in how they handle things, and I've watched them several times in handling this, and our staff is out there with them. So it's very well managed and very convenient and easy for folks to take advantage of.
Now you have two dates set up, one coming up here pretty quick and one later in the month.
Yeah, that's right. One of them is next Monday, May the 9th, what's called Richland Recycles Day, from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the State Fairground, and that's always a popular spot. I've been out there when that's going on, and they really take advantage of that. And then later in the month on, I think, 3 weeks from today, is Southern States in Anderson from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. So, again, we will get around the state. We will advertise the times and locations so that the farmers can take advantage of that. You know, while someone might be going to Southern States for supplies, they should just look through the barn and get rid of some of those things.
You mentioned farmers, and certainly farmers are encouraged, but this is also open for homeowners.
Well, you're right. We have opened it up. The first few years was farmers only, but now it's open to private and commercial and otherwise and homeowners across the state. So really just a way for the Department of Agriculture to let its consumer protection arm really provide a service to the citizens of South Carolina that's really very useful.
That's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.